start with item one, please.
Item number one, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, requesting approval of publication of notices to the electors, initial authorizing and parameter resolutions, issuing an amount not to exceed $53,600,000 in general obligation corporate purpose bonds or notes, and an amount not to exceed $5,500,000 in qualified energy conservation bonds to finance various 2015 capital improvement projects and other projects that may have been approved but not yet financed. This item has been noticed for a public hearing.
It looks like it's both one and two are the,
correct,
are the public hearings.
Correct. Take them one at a time.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 147, sub F of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, as amended. The purpose of the public hearing is to give all interested persons an opportunity to express their views on the proposed issuance of general obligation bonds by Milwaukee County to finance certain projects and the location and nature of the projects to be financed. Notice of this public hearing was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and in the Daily Reporter, and reference is made to said published notice and the details contained therein. The purpose of the public hearing is to consider the issuance by Milwaukee County of general obligation bonds for the following purposes. One, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $4,220,000 to finance building renovations and other improvements at Milwaukee County War Memorial Center and the Milwaukee Art Museum. Two, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $2,420,000 to finance improvements to facilities at Milwaukee Public Museum. Three, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $2,835,000 to finance improvements to facilities at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. Four, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $260,000 to finance the replacement of the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system at the Sherman Park Boys and Girls Club. Five, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $255,000 to finance the replacement of the chiller at McGovern Park Senior Center. And six, bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $240,000 to finance the replacement of the air conditioning system at the Flamingo Building at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Does anyone wish to be heard concerning these projects or the issuance of the county's bonds to finance them?
Anyone from the public on item one? Any comments? Seeing no one from the public.
The public hearing on this subject is now closed.
Good morning.
Good morning. As was stated, the item one is the initial authorizing resolutions for $53.6 million for the corporate purpose projects that were financed, budgeted to be financed as part of the 2015 budget, and then a number of items that were budgeted in prior years, but not bonds were not issued. They consist of the items that are on pages 2 and 3 of the report. We communicated with Transportation Services, and they had about $1 million for the South North Cape Road project that they were, in terms of project implementation, they weren't going to need the financing for. It has nothing to do with implementing the project. This is just when we will issue the bonds. The next project it was actually financed in 2013 or budgeted in 2013 for the Ground Soft Reservoir Rehab Project. The department is still going through the process of moving forward with the project, but they're not yet ready to implement, so we're not going to issue the bonds for that. The next item is related to a project that was put together as a result of the courthouse fire. We have not used any of these expenditure authority. We included it in the bond issue just in case there were some outstanding issues that needed to be resolved, and there was about $2 million. Again, if we don't use any of it, we won't be included in it, but we need to get the authority to make sure we can issue for it. And then the last project is the Esterbrook Dam project. We did not include that in the financing because of the budget process. Another project was implemented that negated this project, but I understand that will be dealt with another item later. So the other item is $5.5 million for the qualified energy conservation bonds. This item had been brought before you before. We had some difficulty with finding projects that would meet the requirements for the program. Through research with Bond Council, they actually identified the buses as a good candidate. So the $5.5 million would go towards financing the buses. The county had an allocation of $3.6 million. We have been in discussions with the state that look favorable that will allow us to finance the full $4.7 million that was budgeted in 15 for the buses. We did a little bit more because you want to give yourself some room. That's why it's $5.5 million.
Questions? Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Bryant, where are the list of things that you cannot do in here on item number two, the list that you have converted? I'm seeing all these other stuff about segregated debt and all that stuff and additional funds. But I'm trying, all the stuff you just stated, where can I find that in the report? I'm trying to look for that.
Oh, and what I was reading for the items that are included in the $53.6 million, but.
Item number one.
That's item number one. That's on pages two and three that I read.
So you're not talking about – you're also talking about item two right now, right?
She hasn't read it into the – this would be a – this is the authorization for the 53.6 and a 5.5. This would be delegation similar to last year where we delegated it to the comptroller's office. So there's parameters that are explained on pages – starting on page five.
I got it now.
Okay.
I was on the wrong report.
Okay.
Come back to you on two. Other questions from committee? What's your preliminarily? What are you thinking is the timeline for this issuance?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we're looking at around July, around in that time period. So the latter part of the year. The reason for issuing later in the year is because we want to make sure we can do an evaluation on projects to make sure they're moving forward so we're not issuing bonds that we don't have to because we're still in that period where we're moving bonds around and that becomes more complicated if you keep adding to the problem.
You mentioned at least one project that wasn't included. We thought that it's not moving presently, but if there are changes before the issuance, you have the ability to make some adjustment to the final bond amount?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, if there were any projects added, I would come back to you for authorization for that project or projects. The other thing I should mention also was as a part of the 15 budget, there was the $9.1 million that was included. We're going to be evaluating that in the same way that we evaluate all the other projects. If, in fact, conversations with A&E and they're not able to move forward, we would not be issuing the bonds for that. Again, it doesn't take away the expenditure authority, but we don't want to add $9.1 million in bonds and have them sit there and then come back to you and have to move them later.
Supervisor Jersey.
You're giving a notice to authorize.
Yes.
Not necessarily actually doing the bond. My question is, this is all consistent with the policies the board has adopted.
Yes.
And this includes the bonding in the 2015 budget?
Yes.
And am I correct, it includes the $10 million?
Yes.
Not borrowing for the cut funds?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the authorization for all of the projects in 2015, other than the Department Transportation Service mentioned that they didn't need $1 million right now, it's all included in this amount.
And just one comment on my part. We these projects that include our cultural institutions, which are institutions owned by the county, but which have their own boards and make their own decisions in the county's department. I don't want to hear anyone say that the county should not be doing this because there's costs associated with borrowing. And we can watch the state actually do capital borrowing for private sports teams. I am tired of that argument, and I am, for one person, not going to listen to that anymore. When we want to, we can find the money. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Supervisor Schmidt.
I was going to piggyback on both of my colleagues' comments and I guess about your kind of answer to the questions I was going about, you know, about authorizing projects that we did have in the budget. Is there anything, because I don't remember everything, Is there anything that we're bonding for that we did not talk about, or is there a project that was sitting there that took precedence over something else that, that we actually voted on?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm understanding your question correctly. The only projects that you have authorized to be bonded for that were not bonded for are explained in the report.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the courthouse fire, the grounds reservoir, the ones I just explained.
Okay. Thank you.
So, all right. With that, we'll take a motion. Anyone?
Motion so moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion for adoption by Supervisor Jersey. Seeing no further questions on the motion.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 1 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item 2.
Item number 2 from the Milwaukee County Comptroller requesting approval of authorizing and parameter resolutions issuing an amount not to exceed $15,500,000 in bonds to refund the $15,180,000 balance of the outstanding debt for the $31,595,000 General Obligation Corporate Purpose Bond Series 2006A. This item has also been noticed for a public hearing. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 147 sub F of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 as amended. The purpose of the public hearing is to give all interested persons an opportunity to express their views on the proposed issuance of general obligation refunding bonds by Milwaukee County issued to finance the projects listed below. Notice of this public hearing was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and in the Daily Reporter, and reference is made to said published notice and the details contained therein. The purpose of the public hearing is to consider the issuance by Milwaukee County of general obligation refunding bonds for the following purposes. 1. Bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $465,000 to finance building renovations of the Milwaukee County Historical Society building. 2. Bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $895,000 to finance the waterproofing and replacement of the exterior stairs and replacement of the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system at the Milwaukee County War Memorial Center. 3. Bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $140,000 to finance the replacement of the electrical distribution system at the Milwaukee Public Museum. 4. Bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $40,000 to finance the upgrade of the electrical substation at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. Does anyone wish to be heard concerning these projects or the issuance of the county's bonds to finance them?
Any members of the public here on item 2? Anyone want to make public comment on item 2? Seeing none, the public hearing on item 2 is closed. Bryant?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is the authorization to refund $15,180,000 of the county's 2006 corporate purpose issue. We would issue about $15.5 million. That would include the cost of issuance and some rounding. We're estimating about $1.2 million in savings. That's about 8% above the principal of the refunded amount. Right now, market conditions are favorable to move forward with the refunding. If that situation were to change, then we obviously would not refund the bonds. This would be also a delegation to the comptroller with the parameter that the county would receive 3% of the refunded amount in terms of savings.
Okay. Questions from committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the resolution for item number 2.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson moves adoption. Seeing no further questions on adoption.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 2 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Take 3.
Okay. Item number 3, please.
Item 3, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, declaring official intent to reimburse incurred capital project expenditures included in the 2015 capital improvements budget from proceeds of general obligation, corporate purpose bonds or notes, and qualified energy conservation bonds.
Supervisor Lipscomb. Thank you, Madam Coordinator. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.